This is the news in brief from the United Nations. A lack of investment in less wealthy nations is a major obstacle to sustainable development, the UN's trade and development body UNCTAD said on Wednesday. Here's UNCTAD Secretary General Rebecca Greenspan presenting the latest global trends in foreign direct investment.
Developing countries face an investment gap of $2.2 trillion annually for the energy transition. This is more or less half of the funding gap for the Sustainable Development Goals. We have talked about a $4 trillion gap in investments for the Sustainable Development Goals.
Ms. Greenspan reported that while investment in renewable energy has nearly tripled since the adoption of the Paris Agreement almost 8 years ago, poorer states have been largely left out. The top UN official also stressed how much the Global South needed two key agreements, the Black Sea Initiative for the exports of grain from Ukraine to global markets, and the Memorandum of Understanding signed between Russia and the UN to boost Russian exports of food and fertilizers, to continue bringing prices down and stabilize world markets. Launched in July 2022 in Istanbul, the initiative is up for renewal later this month. Demonstrations in Iran are no longer in the global news, but serious human rights abuses related to the protests continue. That's the message from the Independent International Fact-Finding Mission on Iran in its briefing to the Human Rights Council on Wednesday. Mission Chair Sara Hosseini said that at least 26 people have been sentenced to death over the past 8 months in connection with the protests following the death in custody of Jina Mahsa Amini in September 2022, while many journalists, rights defenders, and lawyers remain in detention. The rights investigators said that 7 men have already been executed following hasty proceedings marred by serious allegations of fair trial violations, including confessions extracted under torture. They also expressed concern over the reported use of facial recognition technologies to identify and arrest women and girls failing to comply with veiling laws, and the recent introduction of 2 draft bills aiming to further increase punishments for non-compliance. Speaking at the council, Iran refuted the allegations of a disproportionate response by security forces to the protests. The UN-appointed investigators called for an end to the crackdown, insisting that the people of Iran, including women and girls, have fundamental rights to equality, truth, justice, accountability, and reparations. The numbers of desperate African migrants arriving in Yemen by sea have soared this year, along with horrific violations at the hands of traffickers, the UN Migration Agency, IOM, said on Wednesday. IOM reported that halfway through 2023, more than 77,000 migrants have crossed the Gulf of Aden to Yemen, surpassing last year's figures. Most of them are fleeing the Horn of Africa with the hope of reaching the Gulf countries to find work. As human traffickers take control of their journey, migrants face exploitation and torture while perpetrators act with impunity. The agency said that insecurity, arrest campaigns, and forced transfers have left approximately 43,000 migrants stranded across Yemen. So far this year, IOM has helped over 5,600 migrants, most of them Ethiopians, to return home on voluntary flights. But the agency said the program and its life-saving health and protection services may soon grind to a halt if more funding for IOM's migrant response in Yemen is not urgently provided. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.